This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Two dogs and they both have gas together.
Woo! Hee!
Ah! Okay, hiya. Monday, March the 27th. Answering
we
the call
tell.
For great radio. Here we are. I'm Doug Steffen, the host of a nationally produced morning radio program, and my two colleagues and co-hosts and commanders in crime are Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, ably assisted by Kara Schillen, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. We are here to think good thoughts, to say nice things, to do good for others, and remember that everything you do or say or think comes back to you. All right? There's the philosophy for the day, the week, the month, the year, for a life, perhaps. So with that as a backdrop, what did you ladies do that was significant and contributed to world peace for the weekend, Jennifer? What did you do?
Victoria and I did the same thing this weekend.
Really?
That was all about world peace. We saw Beauty and the Beast together.
I saw
except
it.
Except not.
I saw it, too.
In spirit. You did, too?
I did.
Exactly.
I saw Beauty and the Beast. Yeah, okay.
What?
How did you fall asleep?
It was awesome.
I was sleepy. It was good, though. It was good.
It was great.
Good.
Yeah, the parts that you did see, you mean?
The parts I saw were good parts. All right, let's spoil as much of it as we can. It's been out for a couple of weeks. We should be able to talk about it.
I don't know if you can really spoil Beauty and the Beast. People know what it's about.
Yeah,
right?
It's about somebody who's beautiful and a guy who looked like a beast. Yeah. He was that.
I actually thought he looked better as the beast.
Really?
What?
Those horns?
Oh, my gosh. Seriously? When he turned into the prince, I was like, oh, God.
He was in Downton Abbey?
Hair. Yeah, he was Cousin Matthew. He was Lady Mary's husband.
He was the one who
died in a car accident.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. All right. That's what I thought.
Great singing voice. I had no idea.
Yeah. Was that really his voice, or do you think it was dubbed?
No, that was really him.
Yeah.
I mean, and Luke Evans, who played Gaston, I don't know where he's been, but he was phenomenal.
But he was bad. Gaston's a bad guy.
Super hot, though.
He got it in the end. Folks,
oh, yeah,
the
but
bad
I mean,
guy got it in the end. Just in case
right.
you didn't know.
He didn't totally get it, though.
He did, too. He fell down and he died at the bottom of the thing.
Yeah, actually, I forgot about that part. Never mind.
There's a fork in him, Kara.
All right. He's done. I thought some of the stuff was pretty clever. What is best about the movie is the fabulous way that they have figured out Disney, God love them, they've got all the money in the world, and they've got this perfected so that you really do believe that the articles that are humanized, you can see and feel almost a personification of them, plus the other things that were done in that studio to make it feel like, you know, you were in some place that was real.
It really
was. I think that was that's the story, at least part. I thought she was very nice, though. She's very likable. I don't know that much about the actress. What's her name? Emma Stone?
Emma Watson.
Mm-hmm. Don't know that much about her, but she was very...
She was in Harry Potter.
Likeable. Well, that's why I didn't know anything about her, because I didn't see Harry Potter. But likeable. And then you saw a few of the traditionalists who came about, like Emma...
Thompson.
Yeah, right. What?
This is like a category on Jeopardy. Right, Emma, yeah. I'll take Emma for 500.
All right, so we all saw Beauty and the Beast, and we all liked it, so that's good. What else did you do that was of value, Jennifer?
In a Disney weekend, I saw The Little Mermaid, a stage show with my friends and, well, my friends and her and one of my friend's daughters. We took her to see The Little Mermaid at a local theater in Simi Valley. It was very cute. Sweet. And she was very excited to meet Ariel afterwards.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
That's good.
It's really cute.
Good. All right. So what about you, Victoria? How much more wedding stuff did you do over the weekend?
I got a wedding dress. That
did
was
you?
Big yay. Yeah.
Is it beautiful? You're going to post it, wear it, post it online?
Try well, it I'm not going to post it until I'm wearing it because Louis hasn't seen it.
Oh, come on.
Is it the one
on.
You were looking at? No, that one actually, I tried it on in person and it had kind of a draped neckline that was a little too much emphasis on the girls. So we went, and it was also a little casual. So we kind of decided that we went a little more bridal. I'll send you two pictures. You guys can see pictures in advance. Yeah. But, so it was really exciting. I went with my mom, and it was really fun. We got my mom a Mother of the Bride dress. Not a traditional, cheesy-looking one, though. So
get me to
it was
the
a good,
get
good
me,
all wedding
get
day.
Married in the church anyway, right?
No. No, we're getting married in a gazebo on the boardwalk in my home.
You know, I would give you the opportunity, if you invited me to the wedding, I would have you come to the farm and have the wedding, and it wouldn't cost you anything.
Well,
you could just come to the farm.
I'm a beach girl, and I want to get married on the beach.
And you, he
so
would
the
even
farm
let
isn't
you,
really going to help me, but thank you.
He would let you walk through cow poop for free.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Where else are you going to find that?
And have that at your everyday ordinary wedding, that's for sure.
And do you still have cows?
True. Yes.
How many?
A couple dozen.
Okay, I thought you sold them all away.
No. I'd never be. I cannot imagine my life without cows. I will tell you something that will sober you up and sober the conversation up very quickly. There's a posting that's made it viral over the weekend from PETA. And I, against my better, well, I don't remember whether I reposted it or I didn't. I think I may have reposted it. I don't know whether I put it on DJV or not. I think I put it on my own site. It is so horrific that you will never, ever, ever eat another piece of meat in your life. If you watch the video, it is graphic, graphic as to how cows are slaughtered.
Mm.
And it is so horrific. I saw one frame and I almost threw up. I don't look at it, but I think that because it is, I have plenty of problems with PETA. Plenty of problems with PETA. Because oftentimes they have presented a problem that existed on one farm as if it existed everywhere. But the video that shows how cattle are slaughtered is pretty universal. And it isn't just in this country, it's everywhere. It is horrific. So it is at your own risk that you would see it, but I know that it's wide enough. You don't have to go to my Facebook page to see it. You can just do a Google search for PETA, and it'll come up. But it is just horrendous.
Thanks for the warning.
It took my breath away. But it's something that you need to see. Frankly, I think all people who don't think, you know. And then I saw the next thing I saw was an ad for Outback Steakhouse and the juicy. Ribeye steaks, and all I could think of was what I hadn't seen.
I haven't had red meat in 20 years, so I don't need to watch it because I decided when I was like 12 that, that I was not going to eat meat.
Well, I've said the same thing having seen what goes on a poultry house, same thing with chicken and turkey and stuff. Now I'm finding out, here's the problem. Your body, you remember I told you the story about going to see Jack Stockwell, one of my doctors who does an hour on the medical show with me every week, and we are talking about protein and sources of protein. I had the heart test, and it found one of the chambers in my heart that depends on protein for its strength is weak. And so now I'm looking for ways of getting protein. I don't like eggs, but I am eating them once in a while. I've been eating beans, much to the chagrin of the people that are close to me.
Yeah, I was going to say, we've noticed.
Yeah. So, you know, what do you do? There are supplements that you can take and that sort of thing. But a little bit of fish, if you eat the fish, Ken will tell you, don't take the supplements, eat the fish. But the question on the fish is, and all of this stuff is, now that stuff's all been compromised. The environment is getting so messy for these creatures. They have no control themselves because there's so much garbage in the water and the farming that gets done and how those fish are raised and stuff to the point where the salmon is just like pork. It has all of these little protozoan cellular substances in them that'll give you tapeworms, you know, cook them. And so that's one of the other things. You got to cook stuff so that it's well done. Don't be trying to order, you know, raw salmon or go eat the sushi. You got to be nuts. Anybody who eats sushi has got to be out of their minds.
What about oysters? We had oysters on Friday night. I love oysters.
Yeah,
right. Is there? Let me just rephrase. What do you eat?
I know, right?
Cookies.
We know you eat cookies.
Well,
yeah, but how are you? I mean, that's a real serious issue.
How much protein are cookies? And I'm trying to drop a few. I've lost 2 or 3 pounds again this last week because I'm just not eating the sweet stuff that I've been eating before.
And the vegetables are great, but where are you going to get your protein from? Because especially as we get older, as we all are.
Yeah, lentils, I mean, that kind of stuff. You got to have
I don't know protein. If it's just beans, though, for you, is it?
No, well, it's not. It's the fish. If I cook it well, and I've gotten some supplements that I'm using that address this issue, and I'm going to go back to Jack in a couple of weeks and have him test my heart again, because he said taking this stuff would be a good way of, and then if it really works, I'll tell you what the routine is the next time I go through something like this and steer you in a direction. Now, this is all, the stuff that we talk about here, if it has to do with anything other than the great things that are happening in our lives and the things that we want to share with you and ideas for good things. But there are serious things that go on, and one of them is our supply of food and water and the elements that are being addressed or aren't being addressed. And one of the things that comes to mind, I don't want to belabor this, but the pipeline that I have supported, the Keystone Pipeline, goes through Nebraska and hasn't been planned well enough to be away from the water source, which is why Nebraska is fighting it. Same thing that the Indians did up in the Dakotas, but the Indians don't have the kind of money the state of Nebraska does, so they can't really fight the feds. And so here's what happens. And this is the perspective that those of you who support these, I support both the pipelines, but what happens is when they are, when they're compromised, if they leak and they spoil the water supply, it isn't the oil companies that end up paying for it. It's the federal government that ends up paying for it. So why wouldn't the federal government in the first place make sure that they were protecting the sources of water or whatever it is that ultimately, if it doesn't work, you and I would end up paying for it? And that's really the crux of the problem from my point of view. I have no problem with the oil pipelines at all. Just get them away from areas where there could be compromises that you and I as taxpayers would have to end up paying to clean up. Is that unreasonable? I don't think that's unreasonable. No. Is it?
No, I just don't know why they're not planned that way.
I don't either. That's the core they have because they're cheap.
I mean, have
they have
learned nothing from
politicians in their pockets. Yeah. So, you know, they can. It's cheaper to do it this way and then screw the public afterwards. And the congressmen look the other way because they get a lot of their money contributions for their campaigns from these same people. And that's wherein the problem lies. Food for thought, ladies and gentlemen. It's 20 minutes past the hour.
Napa know-how.
The Napa guy knows the only way you'd give a fresh and minted driver a brand new car is if he promises to never drive it. Instead, let him grind the gears and knock over the neighbor's mailbox in something a little more suited to his skill level. And with over 500,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, he can safely drive something that's nearly as old as he is. It's not perfect, but it's perfect for him. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
Yeah. It's called the deep state. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep state was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Sounds a little weird, but this is this sort of a trend of isolating vocal performances. For example, John Fogerty here of Creedence, the vocal track of his doing Bad Moon Rising is what you're listening to from the studio back in 1968. This is all over social media. It was the lead single, by the way, from the album Green River. And even though it was recorded in 68, it didn't get released till April of 69. And that was before the album came out. Song reached number 2 on the singles chart, number 1 over in England. It was there for 3 weeks in September of 69. It was their second gold single. CCR, one of those groups that could make it in almost any circumstance. It was just what Fogerty had. There's a quality to it. And I don't know that I can put a word around it, but there's a quality to CCR that was very, the word I think is consistent. When you heard a song from CCR, you knew it was them. You knew it
right.
was him.
They have such a unique sound, and his voice has that. You know his voice from
like
growl.
The Doors, Jimmy Morrison and the Doors, same thing. You knew what you were going to get from the very beginning. This is one of the greatest songs of all time, according to Rolling Stone magazine, Bad Moon Rising. So now you hear it mixed. This was in an era, I have a certain amount of credibility here because I know how stuff was made back then. They'd have one track for the music and one track for the voice, and then they'd mix it together. Which was really just getting started, because it all used to be single-track stuff. You have to go into the studio, you have to get it right, because everything was there together. You couldn't mix and match the way they do now. For God's sakes, there's like 24 tracks for songs that are made today, and you can screw up a note on a horn, and they can fix that, and everybody else doesn't have to come back to the studio.
Well, and to that point, one of the reasons why a lot of these isolated vocals are going viral is because when John Fogerty recorded that in 1968, that was before auto-tune. And so many artists now, when you hear some isolated vocals from, and I love Britney Spears, but she kind of pops to mind, it doesn't sound good. And then they have so much tweaking that goes on before it sounds like it does on the radio.
You had to be a performer that could sing in order to make it work. Yep. Back then. So this is a great pop song, by the way. Crank it up, Carol. Will you?
Rolling on a river.
That's just great rock. That's all it is. Perfect rock. All right, speaking of that, I didn't mention that McCartney was the person who sets up the PETA video that I was talking about slaughtering the animals. McCartney involved in that. He's very active with PETA. Also, he has confirmed over the weekend he's working on a new album, new music from McCartney. He said, quote, "I'm making a new album, which is great fun. I'm in the middle of that." This was a BBC Radio 6 interview over the weekend. The new set is being produced by Greg Kirsten. Quote, "I'm working with a producer who I first worked with 2 years ago on a thing, piece of music I'm doing for an animated film. Since then, he went to work with Beck and got Best Album of the Year. Then he went on to work with Adele, just got Song of the Year, Record of the Year with Adele, and I got producer, and he got to Producer of the Year. So put him together with McCartney, you're going to come up with something that's pretty good, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Right? So the
I'd be interested
date,
to hear it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Anything he does, we're all going to be interested in hearing, no matter what. Has he still got it? Yep. He still
just
has
ask
it.
My mom.
Or anybody else.
Mom loves him too. I don't really get it. I mean, like, I get his talent and everything, but I'm not a McCartney fan. I like all John Lennon's stuff a lot, and I like George Harrison's stuff too, the solo stuff. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I was never a McCartney person.
Mom loves McCartney.
Ladies,
mom.
Quiet. 28 past the hour.
Slothful Induction. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Slothful Induction is a philosophical fallacy where an arguer resists the proper conclusion to inductive reasoning despite evidence to the contrary. For example, if a young man gets into 10 fights at school in 6 months, all with different people, all for different reasons, and then says that he has nothing to do with why the fights just find him, and then that's a slothful induction. The most you can do when someone is making a slothful induction is to point out evidence to the contrary. After all, people are free to believe whatever they want, regardless of evidence. Belief is a matter of preference, and the more people can acknowledge that what they believe is simply a belief and not a logical conclusion, the less attached they can be to defending their beliefs, and the less need they can feel to convert others to believing the same. For more on life, listen to Tackling Life, my podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
Allergy sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief. But the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort. Because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more. And stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious
Precious Metals, your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363. Or fightblindness.org.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and six other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Like it or not, here we are, 34 after the hour. If you like it, that's why you're listening to the DJV Experience. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. Thanks to Kara Schillen at the controls. We're putting together a polished product. I have somebody who's taken a shot at me because of what I said about the PETA video. And my only response to you, sir, is his response. For those of you who didn't hear the conversation last half hour, I mentioned a video that's making the rounds of PETA. And I said I don't always support everything that they do because I think they go over the top sometimes. But in this circumstance, I don't think they have. It's a video that shows what a cow goes through when a cow is being slaughtered. It's horrific, horrible. And so the guy's response to me was, well, they're only animals. So my response to you, sir, is you're an animal. We all are mammals, and we all live on the planet in a universal spirit. The philosophy, the spiritual philosophy that I have about the animals is fairly unique and constricted. I would agree to that, or I'd admit to that. But the other side of it, and I believe that the animals come in as people do and sort of choose their roles in life. But there's a way, I suppose, of doing this that isn't as horrific as what goes on in most slaughterhouses. I guess I'd give you that, or give you that to think about. But to say, at least, I mean, you can have your own beliefs. I was saying that you're wrong. I just think that you're, I just think you're wrong. Even though, you know, my whole thing is about respect for beings. And the animals are beings, as are we. We think we're higher up on the food chain. I've listened to certain radio hosts talk about how everything on the planet is supposed to be in service to us because we're at the top of the heap. You know how arrogant that is? And just how the hell do you know that that's really what the purpose is of creation or
the creation? Part of it is that, a lot of that, the food chain stuff, it's biblical messaging, too. So you can't necessarily insult someone for believing in what they've read in the Bible. I mean, sure, everybody can have different... Well, you can, I guess, but...
But they may not respect me for doing it because they don't want to be challenged. There's a lot of great stuff in the Bible. There are a lot of great things in all of these biblical historical books, but there are also a lot of things in there that are nonsense. And it just depends on how you perceive what your thought process is. I didn't grow up. I came by these views not through any tradition that I grew up around. I came to the conclusions myself with my own values mixed in, having been around the cows all my life. The cows are sacred to me. It was like I was an Indian, in a sense. People say, you're just like somebody from India. Well, I don't know. Am I connected to somebody in India, maybe in a past life? I don't know. All I know is that I respect those animals. And I have still a couple of dozen cows on my farm. I've had as many as 500 at one time. And if anybody that worked on the farm mistreated the cows, I fired them on the spot. There's no excuse for mistreating an animal any more than there is a dog. You see all of these horrific things that are posted on these various sites. The place where we went to get Millie in New York, the Brooklyn Kill Center, there are things posted online from them and other places like that. We were just talking about Jennifer's father's dog off the air. Saved that. That was a rescue dog. You have the opportunity to save these dogs. Some of them have been through horror, used as bait for fights and things like that. That bastard Vic and what he did to those animals, and he just got off with...
Oh, Michael Vick you're talking about.
Yeah. And so, you know, you see... But they're only animals. That's what they say. They're only animals. Mm. Really? Let's put you in a pit down there with a bunch of rabid dogs and see what happens. You're an animal, too. And especially when you treat animals like that, you're more of an animal.
Well, yeah, when it comes to situations like that, I think how you treat animals is very indicative of how you treat other people
right.
as well.
Of how you are in life.
I mean, that shows who you really are. I don't care how long Michael Vick went to jail or how many little rounds of press he did to say he's reformed. None of that. I mean, that's the core of who he is. I do not believe that changed. And
so how do you
still
grow
makes
up,
me
though?
Angry that
how
he's
come
even allowed
I grew
back.
Up with the ver- how why did I grow up with the values that I have and why did he grow up with the values he has? What happened? What's
the truth with everybody, though? I mean, it's beyond animals at that point. There are people out there who do bad things, and some of them do it for bad, bad reasons.
But where do they get the... Where does it come from, though, Jennifer? Where does that value come from? They have to get it. They're not born with it. They have to get it somehow.
Well, in his case, I think he was influenced socially. He hung out with a group of people who did this, and that was just the norm. There's a documentary, I forget the name of it, my brother and his girlfriend watched it. I wouldn't be able to watch it, but it's all about, like, the rescued dogs from the pit bull fighting rings and the Michael Vick ring, and my brother was telling me it was so in-depth and so organized.
Well,
like,
it's
it
the
was
same kind of thing as the
incredible
way they kill the cows. It's the same horrific stuff. Why?
There's a lot of people who like power and who fight an awful lot for power, or maybe they felt as kids they didn't have any power, and so I would guess maybe that's Michael Vick's thing, or maybe this is just, I mean, there's bad out there. There's some good and there's some bad. I mean, that's the hard part for all of us, is there's just not a lot of gray area. I mean, there's just not a lot of black and white. There's just all gray area in the world, you know? It's not one thing or the other.
We'll do some people in the news, and we'll start with this guy, Khalid Masood, to make an example of what you just said,
bad.
Jennifer.
Right.
Here's this guy from London, the jihadist, who apparently, according to some, was not a quote-unquote proper Muslim, instead preferring the service of prostitutes, and he was a crack user. His rampage, which, when you put the picture together, this guy was a bloodthirsty cur.
But he was
a sweet schoolboy, according to some. Right. And then he became violent. So I go back to the question I just asked you. Where'd that come from?
This is what gets me, though. It's this narrative that it's so much easier for all of us to fall into, because it's easier to explain away a crazy person. Like, we've all talked about a crazy person walking into the Pulse nightclub, or crazy people walking into San Bernardino. This guy lived his life. He wanted to be a good Muslim, but obviously he had these demons, so he's going out and looking at prostitutes or
the
whatever else.
Man.
Because he was taught, not necessarily, he was taught that if he blows people up, that he automatically gets entrance into heaven. So why does he need to behave well if he's going to kill people and be looked upon as a religious hero? I mean, that's what is in the brain of these people who have this ideology, is that they can save their souls by killing people and they get to go to heaven.
Yeah.
And that's what's weird about it. We keep trying to tell ourselves that these are crazy people, but not necessarily.
Yeah. All right. Well, I don't want to overcook this, but it's a lot of stuff. Okay, so here's this you'll get a chuckle out of. Last week on Monday, I believe we told you a story about the actor from Scandal. His name Tony
Goldwyn.
Goldwyn. That's how I did Mayor, like Andrew Goldwyn Mayor. See how my association power of association works. So anyway, last week, supposedly Tony Goldwyn was going out with Uma Abedin. Uma
went to Disneyland together, right?
And Anthony Weiner. Remember, Uma is Hillary's number one assistant. And she was married to Anthony Weiner, the number one pervert, sexaholic husband. So, apparently, over the weekend, she said that she'd take him back. They are separated. New York Post reported that she's been seeing, or the two of them have been seeing some sort of therapist together. Sources say that she's giving the marriage another try.
Ugh, why?
I haven't the slightest idea, Victoria.
No.
I mean, look,
why would you give that
fun,
creep
but,
a second of your time?
Ugh.
But
especially
the family's
you've already moved on to Tony Goldwyn? Like, why are you backtracking?
Yeah. And it just doesn't seem like there's a lot of love there to begin with. I mean, why did he feel the need to go after all these, you know, these girls online? I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, did you know that that Antonio Banderas had had a heart attack? I didn't know he had had a heart attack.
Hmm.
It was pretty serious.
I didn't know that.
Too. He's 56-year-old. He told a journalist over the weekend, "I suffered a major heart attack January 26th, but they found out it hasn't caused any serious damage. At the time, he brushed it off as an episode. He was released after being hospitalized briefly for observation, but now he underwent a procedure to introduce 3 stents into his arteries, and it was a serious procedure." Every time you got that stuff going on, that's serious.
That's a pretty
stuff.
Big deal, right?
It is.
Because isn't that the thing where they go in like Roto-Rooter and then open up your arteries
exactly
again because they're clogged?
Yep, just like Roto-Rooter. and they put a little spring, like the spring that's in your ballpoint pin, the Spingler, that's what a stent is.
Oh.
It's like, looks just like that, to keep your walls open and sort of elasticized. That makes sense? Something like that. Anyway, so he...
I believe he's a big smoker, too.
Yes. Yep. Chest pains. Serious chest pain. Yeah, he is a big smoker. By the way, speaking of that, there's a story floating around today about smokers and the fact that most most smokers are from the low socioeconomic rung of the ladder. Duh.
Why? Really? Because cigarettes are so expensive. That's surprising.
Well, but it's not necessarily the socioeconomic status of one usually relates to, and how do I say this gingerly? I'm going to get into trouble here. To your intellectual status. Anybody who has seen what smoking does to you is not going to, if they have any brains, continue to do that to their body. Unless they're Barack Obama, who keeps smoking, and he's a pretty smart guy. So you got to wonder, you know, there's the other side of it. And it may apply more today than it did yesterday. Yesterday being last decade. My mother died because she smoked at 50. And she was average intelligence. She was a sweet lady who lost control of her life early on and never really got it back and didn't get any help. And so she went down. She wasn't from necessarily low socioeconomic. We were average people, an average family income until late in life. My father did better. But when you look at this study that's out today, 1 in 4 adults without a high school diploma is a smoker. 28% of people who smoke live in poverty. And that's the background of that question, Victoria. How do they afford it? Because it's very expensive to smoke. So,
$13 a pack in New York City.
Good God.
Yeah, it's huge.
That's a lot.
So if you smoke 2 packs a day, it's $26 a day. If you're on minimum wage, you got to work an hour to pay for a package of cigarettes, right?
Yeah, you're working to smoke, basically.
Please. Well, I don't want to be judgmental. I can't be. My mother died. My judgment is that those bastards, that's the second time this hour I've used that. I feel very strongly about the people in the tobacco industry. And here they are. This is a great one. I always love this one. They get subsidies from the government, the tobacco growers and the tobacco producers get government subsidies. And then the government pays for health care for the people who die after or get sick using their product. It's the same runaround as you get from the drug companies and the people who are providing us with bad food choices. It's all about education, isn't it? People who are smart don't eat badly. Well, there's more people who are smart eating badly than there are people smart smoking. But still, it's a rat race.
I know it sounds very like naive to just say how come we can't get the government to stop funding things like cigarettes, but I guess they bought all the politicians. So
exactly, that's how the system works. The system works based on who's going to pay the most to help the campaigns of the people who are going to do you most good in your business. It's the way it works.
Yeah, and I don't, as much as I don't like smoking, I don't know if I would want that to be the government's job either. I mean, it should be our job to let the market decide
But the government shouldn't be subsidizing the stuff, though, Jennifer.
Right. Yeah. I mean, the government doesn't subsidize vodka, right, or wine.
No.
Does it subsidize Napa Valley?
Yeah.
Well, but right, but like, why cigarettes? How come? Why not Napa Valley and produce more California wine?
10 minutes before the hour.
There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to Geico than saving you money, Geico also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the Geico app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions! More smoky mesquite.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We have 53 after the hour in the DJV experience here, listening to the three of us go through items of interest with a perspective on them that hopefully makes you think. Is there one of our perspectives that you agree with? Help yourself to our focus. This portion of the program, however, is basically just aimed at information about technology. Tech Talk Time, brought to you by the folks at ZipRecruiter.com. Posting your job in one place is nothing but smart. Because you'd have to do a lot of work to post all of the sites. There are hundreds of these sites around the country to post jobs on. And ZipRecruiter uses them all. It's a good software program that somebody developed, pretty smart, that puts all of the various the candidates that are around, finding the right person, all kinds of things. There are thousands of companies that are using ZipRecruiter, and there are thousands of job sites, social media, Facebook, Twitter, that sort of thing. And you don't have to go chasing them around, because with one single click to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV, you'll hit all of them. They manage the emails. They manage the calls. They manage the information. So you can hire the right person without having to spend a lot of time managing it yourself. And for a limited time, you can post jobs on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. So join your fellow small businessmen and women, small, medium-sized businesses that are run by a lot of competent, qualified men and women. trying to make it easier and better and faster so you can concentrate on sales or the important things managing your company involves. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. All right. So it looks like there was a report of an iCloud hack, but not so fast, right, Victoria?
Yeah, a group of hackers over the weekend who called themselves the Turkish Crime Family, they were threatening Apple, demanding money and claiming that they had access to 300 iCloud and Apple email accounts. And they said that they would wipe the Apple devices and reset iCloud accounts if they weren't supplied with a $75,000 Bitcoin payment and $100,000 in iTunes credits, which is almost hilarious because they just wanted free iTunes. I guess they wanted to beef up their music library. It's a hilarious demand from hackers. So if this was a real hack, Apple says that they looked into it and nothing has been compromised. The addresses that the email addresses that they had were actually old. It was an old breach by a third party, so it really had nothing to do with Apple. But an iCloud hack would be bad news because that's where pretty much all Apple users store all of their most important data. So, once again, Apple wants to remind everybody, change your passwords, don't use the same passwords for multiple platforms, and make sure that, you know, you always go through your two-step verification process if you're an Apple user. So, but false alarm on this one. Yep.
Okay, that's good. Here's some good news. A new app called Good On You helps you shop for the right brands. I guess how do we decide what is right? Everybody has different sets, as we've learned in having our discussion earlier on, different sets of values, but you can find something that fits your value. It would appear from this app, huh?
That's exactly it. You can basically shop by what causes are important to you. So if you only want to shop environmentally friendly clothing, then you can search brands that rate very highly on this app based on their low impact on the environment. If you want to make sure that the workers who are making the clothing are being treated fairly, that's another category that you can also shop by. The app is called Good On You. It's free in the App Store and on Google Play right now. It just launched. It came from Australia, and 35,000 people in Australia and New Zealand used it and became very popular, and so they got some funding, and now they have they just introduced it to the U.S. and Canada, and they have over 1,000 brands now are rated. And so it's, you know, if you want, a lot of people like to be conscious consumers. I try with everything that I purchase to make sure that there's either a give back component or that there's, you know, that I like to know where my stuff is coming from. And so this is an app for people like me. And the fact that it's free is also really great. There's a blog section that has all kinds of news of latest findings on different companies. I read some really bad stuff about Victoria's Secret over the weekend. And then they also give you, you know, alternatives. In that one instance with Victoria's Secret, it also gave you 5 other lingerie companies who are good for the environment and are good for their workers. Sure. So it's a great alternative. Good On You. Yep.
I just, as a tip, I saw on Groupon yesterday, a company that is fixing, I have both my iPhone and my iPad have cracked glass, so I'm looking for a way to get them, and it looked like it was pretty, they had one for the 6, which is what I've got in the iPad, that was like $59 or something like that, $39.
That's a good deal. Usually it's like $100.
Yeah, it's on Groupon anyway. You can find it there. A little helpful tip. Word to the wise is sufficient, so they say. Thank you, Victoria. 59 after the hour.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.